This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk UNLV on Public Radio KUNV 91.5. I am Dr. Tanya Crabb, and I'm here with my co-host,
Dr. Sammy Scales, again here. Let's Talk UNLV. Today's special guest is Natalie Chan, and Natalie is a GA from Global Education Initiative and International Student and Scholarship Services. So we're definitely excited to have you.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Scow and Dr. Crow. My name is Natalie. Thank you for having me today. I'm an international student from Hong Kong, majoring in couple and family therapy. And as Dr. Scow said, I'm a GA for Global Education Initiative and also ISSS.
Wonderful. So we like to start by asking our guests their origin story. How did you get here? What brought you here? And specifically, what brought you to UNLV?
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. I first came to Indiana for my undergraduate study in journalism. Then I went to California for my MBA. I didn't seem to feel connected with business, so I actually felt a little bit lost. I thought to myself, maybe the United States wasn't a place for me, so I brought the one-way ticket. I planned to go home, right?
Okay.
Yeah. My friend lived in Vegas. She still does. And I wanted to stay with her before I left. So during the time when I was in Vegas, I found this program at UNLV. I applied it right away, but not surprised, I got rejected because I did not have any experience, right? So I emailed the director and then took some advice from her. I decided to stay and took 1 year to build up my competitive, and eventually I applied a year later and I got in. Fast forward, I'm here.
All right, that is awesome. You said you went to California. What city in California were you in?
I was in LA.
In LA, okay.
Right.
Hour and a half from San Diego.
Yes, yeah, I know. Okay. It was fun.
I absolutely. So the part of your story that just makes my heart sing is that, you know, the unexpected and the idea that you wanted something.
Right.
And when you got rejected for it, your first answer wasn't, this isn't for me. Your first answer is, what can I do to get prepared? So I love the idea that you wanted something enough to want to try and make yourself ready for it.
Right. Yeah. I do a lot of, you know, my lack. So I don't want it to be an excuse to opt out. That's why I try to, you know, like work more and feel more prepared for it.
That is wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about the Global Ambassador Program? Like, what is it?
Okay, so the Global Ambassador Program is where we try to help our international students to feel safe, supported, and most importantly, to be at home at UNLV. A lot of international students experience loneliness. Although loneliness is not exclusively to international students, but homesickness and cultural differences have certainly intensified the feelings of their loneliness. And also on top of the language barrier and perhaps some stereotypes, it's more difficult for them to make friends on campus. And that's why our Global Ambassador Program comes into the picture and try to create a platform where everybody can get together and know better about each other.
Oh, excellent, excellent. What do you think are some of the greatest challenges of international students here at UNLV? And what did you experience as an international student?
Yeah, as I said, loneliness. Loneliness is the number one difficulty and challenges. As an international student myself, I totally understand how hard it is. People back in my home city will probably tell you I'm the most extroverted person that they ever met. But in this country, it's not surprising that some student or some classmate may think that I'm introvert. Not only did I lose the self-confidence in expressing myself, but I also lost a sense of self-identity because I could not see the persons I used to be anymore. Because of the language barrier, I could not easily blend in and make friends. And this might be a mutual experience, meaning that the domestic student probably feel the same. They don't know how to start a conversation with us. And that's why it goes back to the reasons why that we want to found a Global Ambassador Program.
So it sounds like what's helpful is having a community of care, having a group of individuals with similar experiences who you can relate to and who understands where you're coming from. Not necessarily, I mean, language is important, but just the idea of being a newcomer to a new place and what that feels like for you?
Like for me, being a newcomer?
Yeah, tell me, because I know that you've been in several different parts of America, and I'm just curious, were the experiences the same or different? Did you notice anything, differences between when you were in California versus when you were in Indiana versus when you were in Vegas, for example?
Okay, it's an interesting question. So I'm from Hong Kong, right? So I speak Cantonese. So most international students from China here are Mandarin speaker. Oh. So yes, so it's like a double challenge for me. Mm-hmm. Not do I need to, you know, encounter the language barrier of English, but also have to pick up Mandarin. Yes. So now I do speak Mandarin because of, you know, my learning experience in United States. But at the beginning, it was difficult. I couldn't speak to anyone. And we don't have a lot of like Hong Kong international students back in Indiana. So I did feel a little bit left out. Yeah. And then back then in Indiana, we do not have such an amazing program. So I just found my way out. And then I still make effort just to make friends, usually with other international students as well. It's just easier to click with a student with similar background experience. Yeah. Wow.
So you spoke about the language barrier. So when you learned Mandarin, did you actually learn it from a class or learn it from your group of friends that you are around, learn from other people?
Yes, it's more like from the group of friends. Yeah, and I remember that it was so silly. I have to take notes. So like Chinese, they all look the same in written form. So sometimes I couldn't really pronounce that word in Mandarin. I will just wrote it out. That's how we communicate.
I love that creativity, and I love that you're always looking for ways to overcome barriers. Was California the same as Indiana? Was that any different for you?
It's a little bit better because California has a lot of Chinese immigrants, so even outside the campus, you can easily connect with people that speak Cantonese. So it was easier. And then California is a much bigger state and much more diverse city, like state, mm-hmm. than Indiana too. So things actually got better when I, you know, arrived there.
Okay. Excellent. Now, you're in that global ambassador program. So who are your global ambassadors here on campus?
I'm glad you asked. So we have 11 global ambassadors. They are all from undergraduate and pro-graduate level. Some moved to the United States with their families when they were younger. Some are domestic students who are interested in studying abroad. Some are just international students like me. They all have distinct international experiences and profound interest in cultural learning. They are more than a team of outstanding and compassionate students who are eager to help. They genuinely understand international students' struggles. They put themselves in the shoes of the student because they have gone through very similar difficulties.
Okay. So when it says a global ambassador, because when I think of that word, I think of the world, you know, a picture of the world. So do these students have to be from a particular region, or are they all different cultures and nationalities? What makes up that global ambassador team that you have with the 11 members? Where are some of those members from?
Okay, so some of the students are from like East Asian, like me, like China, right? And then they're also from Philippines, from Pakistan, from Africa, from, let me see. They're also from, I cannot remember. A lot of like the
no worries.
Yeah, okay. I cannot remember a lot of like countries, but that they are from all around the world, that's for sure. Okay. And they all have a strong interest in like creating that cultural diversities on campus.
You know, excellent. What I hear is that you're trying to hit all those continents,
yeah.
of individuals, and that a big part of the reason that people want to be a global ambassador is because they're familiar with those experiences and they want to make sure that other people don't have the challenges that they go through in this program. So one of the things that I guess I wanted to ask you is, so what does one need to do to become a global ambassador? You talked about not being quite, not quite having everything that you needed in order to be part of this program. So what do you need in order to be a global ambassador?
It's actually very simple. We only want students who are passionate and compassionate. Everyone wanna, you know, like, learn more about different cultures and be part of it, can come join us. We welcome all students, like domestic, international, regardless what like major they study, what level they are in. We want them to join us as long as they are interested in making UNLV a more international campus.
Oh, excellent. Is there anything that you guys, that you all do over there to get the name out more and so that the students on campus can actually learn the information about your organization and just, you know, make a decision on whether they want to be a part of it or want to attend events? What do you do to publicize the program?
Okay, so Global, our GA program, Global Ambassador Program, is a pilot project. We only started like from last June. Yeah, so the first year round recruitment wasn't like kind of advertised everywhere, but then we do advertise on our ISSS Instagram. Yeah, if you're anyone interested on Instagram, UNLV ISSS, that's where that we post all our updates of our events and also information about the Global Ambassador Program. Yes, and on top of that, we also partner with a lot of like campus leaders, such as Student Diversity Program, and also a first year experience, so that they are the great partnership with us, telling students more about our program, and that's how we're trying to recruit the next year round ambassadors team.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea to collaborate with other departments. I remember you having a program in SDP Lounge not long ago, so that was excellent. What other fun things do you guys do? What were you doing that particular day in SDP Lounge?
Okay, so I'm glad that you asked because this is the best part of our program. We created this recurring event called Global Thursday, meaning that every Thursday, students come in the Student Diversity Lounge at 4 p.m. Well, but next semester, we're trying to, you know, like make it a little bit earlier, maybe start at 3:30 because students tell us that there's not enough time. They want more. They want more time with us. Yes. So let's say 4 p.m. for now, like every Thursday, right, at Student Diversity Lounge, that people can come together to talk about a cultural topic with us. There are two parts of Global Thursday. One is what I said, the culture and conversations. And for the alternate week, the people will come in to learn a different language. And we call it language exchange program, where a student can mutually teach or learn a language. So for example, they will invite Chinese Corner, German Club, and also Vietnamese student organizations. They will come in to demonstrate how their language is spoken and then interact with students and try to teach them how to pick up, you know, some easy phrases.
Excellent.
That sounds like so much fun. You know, whenever I hear you talk about it, like the audience can't see you, but you are beaming.
Yes.
Like you are delighted. You are smiling. This, I can tell this means a lot to you. So, you know, one of the things that I was wondering is, you know, as someone who's gone through this experience, as someone who's been part of this Global Ambassador experience, like what would you tell someone who's an international student who's contemplating, maybe like you, should I stay or should I go? Bought a one-way ticket, but aren't sure. Like, what would you tell someone who's in that position about what it means to be an international student here, and specifically here in UNLV?
I would say this might sound a little bit cheesy, but really, thank you so much to this Global Ambassador Program. I found myself again. Yeah, I once lost my sense of self-identity, but because of this program, I seems to be me again. And then every time I always talk to students. I check in with them, make sure that they're doing fine, they're okay, they don't need any any resources from me, that I will pair them with, you know, the right places. And every time that I try to talk to them and see, you know, how well they are doing, they would tell me they are also very grateful to our program. They appreciate, you know, everything that we have done for them because they don't feel lonely anymore. They are able to make friends. They feel more happier, more confidence in carrying conversations with others in English. This is a big deal for us. Yes. And every time I looked at their smile, I feel very pleased and accomplished. like.
That is excellent. You know, we've done several shows where we've had guests that's pretty much said the same thing that you've said. Students finding that sense of belonging.
Yes.
You know, finding someone that, you know, they can relate to, that they can talk to, that have shared some of the same experiences. It's always important, you know, to have that. And that leads to, you know, a better connection with the campus, you know, students doing better in classes, you know, having something to look forward to. So when you're in those type of programs and that sense of belonging is there.
You know, when I listen to you talk about finding yourself, like, I don't know, my whole heart lit up, you know, because I think connection is super important. Belonging is super important. And it's something that, you know, we take for granted.
Yes.
So the fact that there is a program that exists that says that we see you. You know, we want you to belong. We want you to feel like you should be here.
Yes.
We want you to feel like this is the place for you. And can you tell me, so as we're talking about fun events for the global education program, tell me what is your fondest memory of something that transpired, whether it was an interaction with someone, whether it was an event that you attended that has that I guess sort of summarizes what it means to be part of this program.
I would say at every event, I tend to sit at the back of it. And then instead of like taking the lead every time, I actually try to just warm up the room and then, you know, let the flow grow by itself and then let students, you know, to carry on the conversations and activities. And that was the moment that I feel the most accomplished. Like, oh, like they are really making friends, they're engaging, and this is exactly what we want the student to have. Right. And then the best part is it's not just for international students, it's actually for all students. A lot of domestic students learn about our events through UNLV events calendar, and they just drop in and join us. And some of them actually spoke to me after the event and said that they appreciate what we are doing, because they always want to find a way to learn about, you know, different cultures, but they don't know where. They don't have the resources, knowledge, you know, just don't know where to go. And thanks to us, they now, you know, found us, and then they will be like coming like regularly.
You know, that means so much to me, because, you know, I came to this country from Jamaica when I was really young. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that when you're different, you know, especially in the beginning, you really feel different, you know. And when you're looking for connection in the beginning, it can feel so difficult when you have these little minor cultural barriers and language barriers.
Right.
And I think to your point, there's a desire on both sides to be connected.
Yes.
But you provide a vehicle for connection with this club, with this organization.
Yes.
So, how does one get involved? I know you talked about that people can come to the events by going onto the calendar and seeing what's going on. But let's say someone is like, hey, I'm ready to take the leap. I want to do this thing.
Yeah.
How would someone get connected and get involved?
So the one way is on Instagram, as I said, UNLVISSS, or student who want to learn more information or have like other concerns and questions, it's easy. My work email is natalie.chen@unlv.edu. Yes. So I would be walking them through all the questions that they want to ask and all the concerns that they have.
Where's your office located? If students want to physically walk to the building, where's that building located?
So our office is located in Student Service Center A, SSCA, on second floor, right next to the financial aid office. Yes.
Yeah, you say financial aid, they can find you after that.
Yes, yeah, I figure.
Excellent, excellent. You know, other than the events that you have on Thursday, are there any other events that you host on campus or that you guys
do? Yes, we do. We do also have a event called Spot Tuesday, but it's still like at a Tazewater, you know, stage, which we're trying to do every month. But we are receiving a lot of positive feedback about it, so we definitely thinking to expand it. So moving on, we're trying to make it maybe every other week, and we try to maybe work with other existing resources. For example, you know, dropping in the workout classes at the Wellness Center, so that we are just bringing our students to join their events, but kind of like helping them to brand in and also get connected with all the amazing resources on campus. Yes.
And I love the crossover, and I love that there's this sort of a holistic perspective to it
right.
all. So let's talk support. Like, in addition to having people join the program, are there any other ways in which the university at large, or even the students, or anyone else, even the listeners, can support your organization?
So I would say I actually work more closely with ISSS, right? But then I'm a GA belonging to Global Education. And speaking of Global Education Initiative, I tend to think it as a universe that our campus leader build together to make UNLV an international student campus, as I said. And for that, our leaders are working very hard to recruit students and recruit students from all across the world, and also build connections with other global partners, like in China mostly, and also other country like Colombia, right? And but for students on campus, if they want to be helpful, the best way is just to join our event. Yes, and for any other campus partners like offices or programs coordinator that they would like to be part of us, and then we could talk from there and see how we could collaborate to create more fun activities for students. I think that's the plan.
Excellent. You know, let's do a hypothetical. If money was not an issue, you know, what would you like to see happen with this particular program here on campus? If money was no problem and you could do anything you want, what would it be?
I would say, let's talk about our recent hiking trip to Red Rock. Okay, so we have brought a team of, let's say, a group of 20-something students to the Red Rock hiking, right? It's not very cheap to hike there. But if money is not a problem, then we would like to bring more students because we do have a very long sign-up list, but then we just could not bring everyone because of the budget. So yes, so money, if money is not the problem, then we could think of so much more wonderful, amazing activities.
Yeah. What about partners here on campus, like Student Diversity Department and other, ODI, right. All of those departments? Do you ever reach out to them to support with an event like that so that you can take more students with you?
So usually at this point, we are only bringing traffic to each other, meaning that we just bring our students to each other events, like the cooperations that we have with Student Diversity Program. That's usually how we work together. But then, in terms of budget, and then we're not very helpful, I guess.
Okay.
Well, room for collaboration then.
Exactly. Collaboration would be the answer for that.
Right.
So, yeah.
What have you heard in terms of feedback? What have the people that you've engaged with said about the Global Ambassador Program?
So our team actually just sent out an evaluation survey to all participants who attended our event this semester. We definitely try to enhance the quality and variety of our events by listening to student feedback. Though, as I said, I constantly check in with my students. I always, make sure that they are doing well and then they are, getting the help that they need. So I hear from them a lot. And every time I have such a heart-to-heart conversations, even a brief one with them, I can feel their happiness. They all are very happy and very delightful and also appreciative. They're just grateful to be part of our program. And I know some of them have made good friends or even best friends in their life from our program. And that's exactly what I want to see. And we definitely trying to, resolve the biggest challenge for them, which is the loneliness.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here thinking also, when we opened the show, we talked about you being a GA for this program.
Right.
So for a first semester freshman here on campus that may not know what that is, could you tell us what the role of a GA is? What do you do? What's your job entail?
And what GA stands for?
Yeah.
Because, in education, we have our own language that we speak
right.
and our own sense of acronyms. So,
again, GA meaning global ambassadors, right? Since now that we are pairing with the first year experience office. So moving forward, we definitely will mention our program at the orientations with our new students. We also have our own orientation stay with international students. We are trying our very blessed to like spread the word of our program. And I know that just in 1 year, a lot more campus partners know about us. And then they are not only reaching out to me, but also reaching out to the program director and to talk about our potential collaborations. So I would say that we are growing. We are growing slowly, but also fast. Gradually, but fast.
Okay, excellent. Who's your program director there?
Yes, so our program director is Lindsay Grupper. She oversees not just the Global Ambassador Program, but the Office of ISSS and also English Learning Center. And that's why a lot of our Global Ambassador events cooperate with English Learning Center. Mm-hmm. So that we're trying to help mostly the international student to feel more comfortable to speak or communicate in English and also complete their assignment in English.
Okay. Do you know by any chance some of the majors of some of your ambassadors? Because with being a global thing, I'm thinking right. that it's probably all over the board. So do you know some of those majors?
Yes, I do. So a lot of them are in engineering. Yes. Uh-huh. And then I have one like wonderful GA. She took dual major in MBA and MIS. And then some other hospitality for sure. And then also computer science. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a very smart guy because he studies AI.
Yeah. Wow. When you say, you know, some are engineering majors, the only thing I hear is math. I definitely hear math, so I can't do that one.
But you know, as I'm sitting here thinking, because we were talking earlier about you switching from business.
Yes.
into an entirely different degree. And like, math and I, we just weighing down. But, you know, I was, when you came in, I read your shirt about therapy. You're an elderly couple in family therapy. What happens in session stays in session.
Yes.
And I remember saying to you that, you know, you're just an ambassador in your soul. You know, you're
Thank
ambassador
you.
Of care, you're ambassador of love. So that what occasion, why did you start in one major and then switch to another?
Well, I actually first started with journalism, right? Because I had such a passion to serve the community. I imagine myself as a gatekeeper, like watchdog, right? That's what journalists do. But then I, due to many reasons, especially the political like situations back in my home city, so I thought to myself that might not be, you know, the way that if I want to protect my family. So that I switched my major, which is, you know, like the safest, most transitional major, which is business. So I did MBA, but I actually not good at math. So I struggle a lot with all the finance classes. I cannot lie. And that how I know I cannot do it.
Wow. Can you give us some parting advice? If you could give advice to students that mm-hmm. want to be in this program, what advice would you offer?
I would say try to get some foreigner experience before getting into the program and see if this is the work environment that you want to be in like every day. Because sometimes you might hear some really hard and difficult story that you cannot digest on your own. So you really have to figure out what to deal with those stress and do you want to deal with that stress? Yes, and if you figure that out and this is still what you want, then please go ahead, go for it, chase after what you want.
You know, and I just have to say, in defense of my mental health practitioners, like the world has mathematicians, they need us too. So I am glad you were part of the mental health team and working towards becoming a therapist. I think that that's the other side of it.
Right.
You know, there's the practical things, but then sometimes people need that conversation and that encouragement. And I'm glad that you're here in both capacities.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's an area that is definitely needed, especially in the climate that we live in today.
Yes.
I think everyone actually should have a therapist. So
I'm glad too. Although I'm not a generalist as I thought I would be, I am still serving the community just in a
absolutely.
Different way.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm glad you're here. And to use your words, meeting you has been delightful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And that is a wrap.
For more Let's Talk UNLV, be sure to follow us on social media where you can get the latest updates on the show plus great behind-the-scenes content. We're on Facebook at Let's Talk UNLV Podcast, Twitter at Let's Talk UNLV, and Instagram at Let's Talk UNLV Pod.